White. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. May 8, 1907. Elder W.C. White. My dear son, we are still here at the sanitarium. Yesterday, Doris and Peter Wessels went to Tijuana, Mexico, and to the Sweetwater Dam. In the forenoon, I had an interview with brother and sister Megan. He told me that he did not feel free in consenting for the Madison School to undertake to operate a food enterprise 5 miles away from their headquarters. He feels that they must be careful and not undertake too many lines. Unless great care is exercised, he fears that Brother Sutherland will lose his life. He did not make quite such a strong statement as this, but I respect his judgment in this matter. Since you left, I have had some serious impressions. I cannot undertake to engage in such an enterprise as that we talked over. It would be very difficult for me to carry out the suggestions regarding my working in Redlands with Sister Star. I write this after due consideration yesterday and the past night. I shall, after visiting San Pascual, go as we planned to Loma Linda and spend a little time there, as seems to be in harmony with the will of God. But I do not feel that it is my duty to take on additional burdens in opening up the work in Redlands. I want to keep myself where I can fill in when it is necessary, but I must shun every burden possible. I have a solemn, sacred work, and I must keep my mind free from worry and anxiety, so far as possible, that I may receive and impart to others the impressions of the Spirit of God. I do not feel free to ask the Caro family to come to Southern California unless I see plainly that the Lord has opened the way for them. Let them remain where they are for the present, until we see clear light ahead. They seem to be placed in our charge, and we must exercise a responsibility in planning wisely for them. In no case would I place them in a position where I would not desire to be placed were I in a like situation. I find myself frequently placed where I dare give neither assent nor dissent to propositions that are submitted to me, for there is danger that any words I may speak shall be reported as something that the Lord has given me. It is not always safe for me to express my own judgment, for sometimes when someone wishes to carry out his own purpose, he will regard any favorable word I may speak as special light from the Lord. I shall be cautious in all my movements. I feel deeply burdened as I see the conditions existing among the church members in San Diego. Strange representations have been given me of plans and of actions that are not profitable for true Christian experience. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside very weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Hebrews 12, verse 1-3. We must not, for any consideration, urge Edson to use his brain power at the present time. The danger of this has been pointed out to me. He is rather in need of restraint until he gets his bearings. Should he come to California as soon as possible and work with Brother Chrysler, the difficulty might be greatly lessened. In the visions of the night, I have been shown that he is in great danger of disqualifying himself for future usefulness. He has had the trial of sending away his wife, who herself is in a precarious condition of health. In view of the things that have been often repeated to me, we would make a mistake in urging Edson to complete his book when he is so unsettled and troubled in mind. Let us rather encourage him to get away from Nashville as soon as possible, where he may have a change in surroundings. For the saving of his physical and spiritual health, we must treat him tenderly. I am sorry that I did not think of some of these cautions before you left. Let us act wisely in this matter.